COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Man, what up to our people out there in L.A., Heidi and Frank? What's a guan?
Hello.
Hey, I wore my nice shirt today.
It's so colorful.
Nice.
Fresh out the box.
That's right. Mm,
what was your fashion inspiration today?
Me?
Prison walls.
Prison walls and non-sunny days.
Okay. Oh, sound like Kanye's low-income
Yeah,
very
yeah.
nice. Very nice.
Kanye designed this shirt
it's
for me.
It's the Yeezy collection. Yes.
I'm sure it's worth a fortune.
Yeezy shirt.
Later on, Ellen DeGeneres went on a trip to Africa, and she's getting a lot of backlash for the pic she shared. Plus, Chewie's hanging out with the crew over at The Four. But first, Beyonce and Jay-Z's On the Run tour just popped off in England, and the internet was set on fire with the imagery of Beyonce holding what appeared to be Sir and Rumi.
Yeah.
But they're saying that those might have been stunt babies.
Oh. Oh, yeah. They probably were.
I think those are stunt babies.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of skepticism, but the disappointment didn't last long because they did actually share footage of the real twins.
Yeah.
So this may have been the first that we've seen of the kids since July. Take a look.
So now we're supposed to believe that the twins in the video are actually their twins.
Well,
oh, it's not hard to believe. That little boy, was it Sir?
Yes,
he
Sir,
He looks
honey.
Exactly like Beyonce.
Yes, he does. And then I could tell that's their kids because the baby has flowers and they have a little bow. These babies in this stunt picture don't have no bow in their head, and Beyonce would never not put a bow in her child's hair.
Does everything seem a little so over the top that it's hard to believe that anything is real?
Right.
The love, the babies. Yeah. It's like it's so.
Oh, you're saying it's all marketing?
I mean, it's so grand. I mean, I know it's Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yes.
It does have to be?
It has to be so grand because guess what? They are now on tour again, and they did not drop any new music that I know of. So what they did drop is their babies.
Okay?
Maybe they dropped their babies. That's why they didn't get two new babies.
We need two new babies. All right, well, up next, Mandy Moore dated Wilmer Valderrama from 2000 to 2002. That was a long time ago, so I don't even know if you remember that romance.
Well, she was a baby back then.
A few years later, Wilmer went on the Howard Stern show and was doing a little bit of a kiss and tell because he did say that he took Mandy Moore's virginity, but then
a little more than a little bit of a kiss and tell.
But then no, this is a little bit more. So that's kind of a kiss and tell. A little bit more is he went even classier and said that she did not feel like warm apple pie.
Oh, wow.
It was good. He said it was good, but she didn't feel like warm apple pie.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Yeah.
She was more cold peach cobbler.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Which is still delicious. I love cold peach cobbler.
Mandy Moore hears this, of course. So she went on Howard Stern yesterday, and he tried to get to the bottom of it.
You comfortable talking about
it? Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Yeah, he said... He took
my virginity.
He took your virginity.
And he did not.
He did not?
He did not.
Oh.
I dated him when I was 16 and 17. No.
That had to be...
I love him, and I still love him, and he's a very good friend, and that's why I was so shocked by it, because not only was it a fib, but it was so unlike him. It was so uncharacteristic.
So now we got to break this down, because he's saying he took her virginity now, and she's saying no, he didn't, meaning they didn't have sex or some guy got there before Wilmer did.
Well, I was thinking differently. I thought she was saying maybe because she was only 16 and she was not having sex at that time.
No, I got something different. This is now the Mandy gate, because I was 16, 15. Of course I had sex, and he was not my first.
That's how I took it. That this was somebody else before Wilmer. And the fib was told by her when he's like, thinking he's the first one. Of course, she's going to say, yes, you're the first. But she lied back then.
Exactly.
So her apple pie was with a la mode.
Yeah.
By the time he got here.
Oh. It was Latisse cut.
All right, guys. It's time for It's a Damn Dude. White House reporter of the Wall Street Journal shared a photo of the White House chefs preparing a dinner for iftar, a dinner celebrating the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. And the man on the far left is Chef Andre Rush.
My God.
Yes. Good grief.
Do you get that from stirring? Do you get that from stirring?
Buy a blender. Come on, fella. That arm is too big from just whisking stuff.
It's like he kills all the food by hand.
I think they hired this guy to cook this iftar meal for the Muslim holiday, because isn't Trump's normal chef Ronald McDonald?
And the Burger King.
And the Burger King and Wendy comes over every now and then, cooks up something.
Mariah Carey is not the only big spender in her family. Now, the singer revealed in an interview that her 7-year-old son also likes to make it rain online.
My son is like a technological genius. Like, by the way, he ordered a dog the other day.
What?
He went with his father, and, like, because I have to control them with the iPads, because otherwise, like, literally, he charged $5,000 on something, like...
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. The other night, he, apparently, he was with Nick, and he ordered a dog. And they called him, and he was like, they were like, your dog is ready. He's like, I didn't order a damn dog.
You can order dogs online now?
Apparently.
Has the dog arrived, or did you cancel the dog?
The dog's been canceled.
Let's talk about the fact that her kids know good dogs. Clearly, that means that dog for $5,000, it wasn't no mutt, honey.
It was no German Shepherd.
It sure was not, honey. It was probably a teacup song.
Okay, exactly.
Snoop Dogg for $5,000.
Might have been buying one of his cousin's dog from Brad, but, you know.
He didn't only buy a dog. He bought a few more items that came up to about $5,000.
Oh, what else he bought? I thought he just bought a dog. No. So she called you and told you that little dog...
See, this is why I don't have these conversations with Gary, because he takes it too far.
Well, I mean,
he goes beyond. He says extra dumb stuff, so I have to just be quiet. So I'm going to mute myself, because he's going to keep saying stuff, and it's going to piss me off. So I'm just going to be quiet, because he loves talking about my friends and family, like Mariah, like
Gary.
JD, like Bow Wow, like Janet, like any of those people that I might know. So...
She just canceled your comment like that order.
I wanted those little CZs she was wearing.
You're gonna make her have a stroke.
Now you know them was Harry Winston's.
Well, talking about your next friend, Rapper Bow Wow is giving out love secrets. That's right. The happy rapper posted a picture of him and his girlfriend where she was giving him a kiss. In the caption, he let us know what 4 steps there are to keeping a woman satisfied.
He's enlighten us.
Well, he said attention, affection, appreciation, and lastly, great sex.
That's a lie.
Why you say that?
I agree with him.
But I need another one, money. You got to put some money up
there.
Wait.
He said appreciation.
That's
you can show your appreciation with gifts and with some money.
You need to specify that then.
Well, you don't want to make the person sound money hungry.
Well, I don't want you to sit here and think I'm loving you, honey, just for my health.
Bow Wow has had a history of, like, you know, bagging some dimes.
Yeah.
So apparently there's something to it.
Something is working right.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just his money, Gary.
Oh, okay, because you know where I was going.
Yeah, I know you were. Gary, what would you add to it?
Probably...
besides money now. Okay. Please, besides money.
Do I need ride in the park, trips? You know, is that in any of that?
And the park is a trip for you?
Well, you know, a walk through the park and a ride through the city. I leave from downtown.
Oh, you mean an actual trip. I thought you meant like traveling abroad.
Like Bora Bora.
You want to go for a health show.
You don't ask for money,
Gary. Cheap date.
Okay.
I walk in the park.
Yeah. I always ask for money. We should have asked you how much money. You probably need a couple hundred.
Exactly, just a couple hundred. You know, you just need enough honey to sustain, like, you know, grocery money.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Money, at least a shop, and about...
So you just need to be fed and walk. You sound like a dog. And get you a treat of pill.
Okay.
And then we're going to train you. And say, okay. She pees for that, honey.
Okay.
Are you looking for someone to love you like Bow Wow and you live in Southern California? If you're not camera shy, we have a TV show that is here for you. We're looking for energetic, outspoken men and women that are not afraid to find true love on TV. The show is called The Swipe is Right. To fill out an application to be in the show, go to theswipeisright.com. DJ Khaled, Diddy, Fergie, they all give us the scoop on the new season of The Four when we return.
Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
I should be all excited. Season 2 of The Four premieres tonight on Fox, and there's an all-star panel. There's Diddy, there's Fergie, there's DJ Khaled, and Meghan Trainor. So you know we had to send the homie Chewy Martinez out there to get the scoop, and he sat down with The Four to talk about the new season. Check it out.
Can we make some noise for Meghan Trainor, y'all? Everybody,
yeah.
Meghan!
Meghan! Meghan!
She killed it this weekend at our Wango Tango here in Los Angeles this Saturday. Amazing performance, man.
Thank you.
You killed it, baby girl.
Thank you so much.
You were on stage like...
I was feeling myself.
Yeah, you were.
I don't get to perform in stadiums all the time, so I was like, woo, I feel like a queen right now. It was great.
But great job.
Thank you.
Any advice, of course, for anyone who's wants to become an artist or who's going to approach that stage to see y'all four?
Just want it and work for it and work until you get your dreams come true. I couldn't imagine myself 8 years ago on that Wango Tango stage, and it's crazy. I'm here. I'm there.
And you were doing it.
I did it.
Sir?
What impresses me and also what I try to tell myself when I'm on stage is connection. Yeah. Really, don't look into the space and the fog. Really connect. I try to connect and you know, look into people's eyes and actually perform for them.
Yeah.
You know, we there to perform for them and to entertain.
Yeah. When I was 10 years old, I saw you in concert. Yeah. It was you and Big on stage, and you definitely made that connection. Not only because you threw a wad of money at us, and I caught a couple ones, but it was an amazing performance. And you gave me some great advice after the concert, but we won't talk about that. But a lot of the reason why I'm here is because of you.
Oh man.
So.
Love.
Thank you, man.
Thank
Ferg.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Mm.
Have a laugh at yourself. Let yourself have feelings.
Yes.
Let it out. Bless the feeling. Let it go.
Yes.
Keep on, keep on.
Yes.
Go hard, you know, give it all, you know, go hard, like, don't leave nothing at home, go bring it all out and just win, you know what I'm saying? And even if, God forbid, you didn't win in our eyes or the fans' eyes at that moment, don't ever think that's a loss. I think that's a stepping stone to the bigger win.
Always, always listen to the man with an amazing beard. That's what I always say, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Amazing beard? Oh, I was talking about myself.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sorry. But this season from The Four, what can we expect, y'all? Because last season was off the hook. Loved it. This season, what can we expect season 2, y'all?
I mean, I think it's more intense. I think our four are very strong right off the bat. And it's more emotional, but we're all strong.
Right.
And we're... I think we're being more critical, or we're finding that we're not, I'm not gonna let my emotions get in the way anymore.
Right. No
more
tears.
Ruthless.
Yeah. You're more ruthless.
I didn't cry.
You didn't cry.
I didn't cry the first episode.
Yeah. Megan, that's huge. Megan, it's all right to cry.
Yeah, we don't want to change.
I know, but I was like crying every.
I cried enough for all of us. Don't worry. I had to get it together every time.
Really?
Everyone walks their path with pride. I'm tearing up.
Always crying.
And if we were to form, or if y'all were to form, a group, what would be the name of the group?
The Four.
Right. That's what it would be called.
8 o'clock Eastern this Thursday.
Best interview of the day.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Best one. Yes, Chewy. We love you, Chewy. 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 Chewy.
Are we still rolling? Y'all gonna get this.
Chewy.
All right.
Thank you.
Yay, thanks, Chewy.
Keep the music coming. We love you. Thank you.
Love
you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah!
Ellen DeGeneres is stirring up controversy in Africa.
What do you mean? Why?
What? Because Ellen can really do no wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, she dances her way into our hearts and everything's good. Well, she just wrapped up a week-long trip through East Africa and shared lots of photos on her social media, right?
Right.
No harm, no foul there, right?
Right.
No. But there was one photo that's not really sitting well with the fans. So in this photo, Ellen is with a whole group of African kids in row.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you to all the amazing people I met on my trip who helped make it so special.
So tell me what the big deal is and what the problem is.
Oh, people just trying to get their stretch out on and be reaching. Many Africans immediately accused her of engaging in poverty porn and focusing only on the impoverished aspect of life in Africa.
First of all, that's not true, because if you do follow Ellen, which I do, she took some beautiful pictures of this place with giraffes where they were sticking their heads in the window and they were feeding them and the giraffes were eating with them like they were one big family. She took a lot of nice pictures.
And the Africans should be damn happy.
What's wrong with this picture?
Well,
nothing.
Africans are talking about more of like, why didn't she show the beautiful hotel, the city, you know, the way they have...
Because it's her damn camera and she can take whatever picture she want to take and pose.
But on behalf of the Africans, they do take this to heart. Like, they are very sensitive about this. Like, you know how most Americans be like, oh, well, you know, what about the village? And they're like, no, you know, we are highly sophisticated, just like you guys, and they really do not... They take this as serious disrespect.
Portia, your African prince had never brought you to the motherland?
No, he didn't, honey. He kept me right over here.
He didn't need to. He spent those coins here, darling.
Yeah.
You see those American
she didn't need
things.
To go beyond.
Well.
I see everything Portia got is American made.
Except for him. Who's ready for a great deal?
Me.
Check out this PopSonic Ionic Infuser and Hydrating Youth Serum. It will enhance your skincare regimen, leaving your skin looking and feeling refreshed.
Oh, I love it, girl. And it has algae and lemon peel, baby. Oh, just good for the girl's skin.
That's right. And it's designed with your skincare needs in mind. First, you put on the Youth Serum and then glide the infuser over your skin. It uses the ultrasonic vibrations to help the serum absorb deeper into your skin, leaving it firmer, tighter, and smoother, resulting in youthful, healthy-looking skin.
That's how they be doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, Gary, this is perfect to shed a few years off of your skin.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Well, it won't help Gary, but the PopSonic Ionic Infuser and Hydrating Youth Serum have been priced as high as $80. But for our Dish Nation viewers...
How much, girl? How much?
Woo! It's only $20.
$20?
Oh, my God.
God's mercy continues to shine on us.
That's right, guys. Just go to morningsave.com and skip your visit to the Fountain of Youth. After the break, we'll tell you how Danny DeVito brought one of his fans to work.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for Frank Was Right.
I love this new segment.
Well... Sort of. Here's why I say sort of. Okay, remember last month we talked about that wacky high school girl who brought a cutout of Danny DeVito to her prom.
Yeah,
her prom
and I date. Said this is going to be the new prom date for everyone, cutouts of celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's sort of is. So that's where you're sort of right, where that is kind of happening. I'll tell you about that in a second. But where you're wrong is it's sort of doing a reverse because now Danny DeVito took a cardboard cutout of this high school senior and took her to the set of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I think he's hilarious, but this just makes me love him even more.
Here's why I was half right.
Why?
Is that I said it's going to be celebrity cutouts. So it'll be just random celebrities people be taking to the prom. But it turns out it's just Danny DeVito.
Well, right. Yeah, other people are now. There was one here, this girl called Emily. She says, cardboard Danny loves coming to work with me. So she's copying the high school senior.
And pretty soon, I mean, he'll be the next Flat Stanley.
Flat Danny.
It'll be Flat Danny. And you got to take him out. Little kids will be doing it.
All right, since this is now trending, Dish Nation is going to do it. Go to our website, dishnation.com, right now and cut out your very own Flat Danny. Fun.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.